everyone. This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, and the first movie this week is Never Back Down. And although the creators of this movie would never admit it, this movie is the modern-day version of Karate Kid. And, you know, this kid moves to a new high school in Florida, everybody has money, and mixed martial art fighting is all the rage. And Jaimon Hansu, well, he plays the Mr. Miyagi role in this movie, and he tries to teach the kid when it's okay to fight.
What it comes down to, either backing out or you're getting in.
Never back down. Come on.
Walking away and giving up are not the same thing.
Good. So I'm not doing either one.
Just like Karate Kid, there are lots of lessons along the way, a girl to fight for, of course, and the final showdown. And instead of karate, this movie's all about the mixed martial arts, which I guess is a whole bunch of stuff mixed together, like karate and boxing and wrestling. And the fight scenes are pretty interesting to watch, since you don't normally get to see this kind of fighting. And the actors, they do a really great job to make it all look so real. And there is no one better than Jaimon Hansu. If you guys remember him, he co-starred in Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio. In fact, this movie is probably way below his acting skill level, but no matter what role he plays, he does it intensely and very effectively. But really, having said all that, this movie is just a modern take on Karate Kid, which is just okay since it's been done so many times. So in our movie night traffic light, Never Back Down is a yellow light. The next movie this week is Horton Hears a Who, and it just might be the cutest animated movie of the year. It stars Jim Carrey as Horton and Steve Carell as the mayor of Whoville. And at first, the mayor of Whoville knows something's not quite right and can't quite figure it out, but he wants to know what's going on, and he wants to do it without everyone thinking he's a little bit crazy.
Hey, hon. Did you ever get the feeling that you were being watched? And that maybe that thing watching you is, a giant elephant?
You know, I'm gonna have to say no. Do you know that feeling?
Ah, oh, no.
When they both figure out what's going on, Horton is determined to find Whoville a safe place to be. Unfortunately, not everyone wants him to succeed, and I have to tell you, it is completely amazing how great animation is these days, especially in this movie. It just looks spectacular on the big screen. Jim Carrey and Steve Carell, they are perfectly cast as the characters in this movie. They were amazing. The writers of this movie did a really, really great job taking that traditional Dr. Seuss book and giving it that whole modern spin for the movie, and I, for one, happen to be a very big fan of the moral of the story. A person is a person, no matter how small they are. So this is a great movie for both kids and adults alike. So on our movie night traffic light, Horton Hears a Who is a green light. So get out there and enjoy some of those movies, and if you'd like more information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com.